Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. We've spoken of this before. You notice that my partner is ready to go. He doesn't take cleansing breaths. He doesn't prepare himself corporally to have this, which is an unusual altered state for a human being, to step aside and allow a purity to come through the pineal, the portal to the other side, and not prepare for it. And there would be some who would look at it and say, it's proof he's not channeling. And they don't understand. And we've spoken of it so many times, and those who have listened, they already know what I'm going to say. That the human being has the right within their magnificence to meld with spirit to such a degree that you don't turn it on and off anymore. You don't meditate and you turn it on and you turn it off. You're meditating when you're doing the laundry, and you're meditating while you're driving your car. Because it's intrinsically part of you. It's instinctual that the peace of God in you would be alive and well 24/7. And that's the invitation. It always has been. And we invited my partner to meld with us some years ago, and he did. And we pop in and out of his channeling, and some of you know it. His lecturing is my channeling. Sometimes. The energy shifts. And so that explains why when he sits in the chair, there is no reason to adjust. He's already there. And so what I want to present today is different than yesterday. And so I want you to relax, my partner, for there are no lists and there's no minutia and there's no new academic information that sometimes is difficult to translate. It's going to be a summary of sorts, and yet not a summary of sorts. I want you to hear something from us. And what is us? What are you hearing right now? It is a consciousness that is supposed to be that from the other side of the veil, and yet we have told you that God does not have a mind. Humanity tends to take that which is God and humanize it. Humanity thinks about what would the mind of God say or do and be, as though God thinks like humanity. I can't tell you how God thinks because there is no synapse, dear ones. I want to give you information about you and about us. It's hard to even title this channel. And so I'll wait. There is no mind of God. There is only love. God is love. If you could imagine not an emotion, but a thickness of being, of reality that was multidimensional, which means it was unseeable, where you could actually measure the vibration of light and hear it in the air, where the sonorities of it would ring in your multidimensional ears, which you don't really have when you're on the other side of the veil, and it imbues you as part of the universe, and you don't float, and you don't have a situation where you are any place, you just are. You share the very fabric of the actual atomic structure of all that is. And yet you have a name. And your soul represents a piece and a part of that which is God. The piece and the part that can exist in 3D. But you don't know who God is. No, really. And so that which is all that is wants to talk to you about you. How do we feel about you? I only can give you your perspective based upon your type of thinking, based upon the emotions that you have, the highest of which are compassion and love. And they are poor substitutes for the reality of God. We were there when Earth was being prepared. Before any life was on the planet, we were there. It's difficult for you to know that you were too. But the peace of God that you call your soul was with us and is us and still is us. And so everything I say now, you were there too. Watching the planet being formed, knowing absolutely what was going to happen. That the potentials would create life over a long period of time through several starts, ending in photosynthesis that would give you that which was the beginning of the evolution of life. And we were there. And we watched humanity develop, not as souls and pieces of God, but simply life. Until it was ready to be seated. And this is where I want you to depart from what you'd been told, or perhaps the traditions. You're a very new life form, dear human being, a very new life form. The galaxy is old. And through a period of millions of years before you ever awakened to being a human, this process was alive and well in other planets, in other places, with similar tests. There is a reason behind this. All from God, all from God. The creative source, which created the universe, according to some astronomers, biased for life, against all odds, intelligent design. They're seeing it. And they're right. And we've told you that you're going to find the double helix structure for DNA everywhere in the galaxy. Everywhere. We've told you that when you discover life, and you will, at the microbial level, in your own solar system, you'll find DNA. And you'll find that so much of it, so common, it's everywhere. It's the structure of life. This had happened before, and now it was going to happen here on Earth, and we're here. When the creative story occurred, and it's important for you to understand, the creative story is that when the Earth was treated with a beautiful scenario of spiritual choice and duality was given to humanity. You were simply life, precious life, before that, but you didn't have a soul. And the timing of it was very recent. 100, 200,000 years done very, very slowly. It corresponds with the creation stories of so many organized spiritual groups. It doesn't mean you have to believe that you came from the stars. It's good enough if you believe that you're part of God and that the creation was part of God and that it was appropriate and beautiful and you were given for the first time spiritual choice. The duality was born. And you can call it whatever you want to. You can call it dark and light and good and bad and evil. It's duality. It's just energy. Free choice to find what is inside that was implanted as God or not. Part of the test of the planet. Not of the test of the human being, the test of energy on the planet. There is a reason for all of this. and the seeds that you have inside given to you beautifully in what has even been called the Garden of Eden, which is the metaphor for earth, speak of the magnificence of the Creator inside, and therefore you're born with it that way. And you have the duality so that you can choose what you're going to do with it or whether you're going to find it. And then we start to get technical and we talk about the fairness of the test. Your DNA is designed for 100% efficiency, and only the masters had it. In order for it to be a fair test, you'd have to design what degree of efficiency would occur. And so it started at about 50. But in the DNA were all of the attributes for activating 100. So you don't get activated DNA from the sky. You get it from inside through a process which then creates the instructions to be given to your DNA that will allow it to operate better. In other words, you're born with the full package. But the energy of the planet that you have created gives you the efficiency factor. And it started. As Lemurians, at 50% or more, you were doing a lot more than you are now at 30. And humanity started the test. And it balanced itself, and it went up, and it went down. Finally, it was in the 20s. You went through 4 decision points. And you didn't graduate in any of them. That was your choice. Gaia cooperated with pandemics in some of them, plagues in others. And you had to start over. That's a free choice. This was the 5th one, dear one. Who is an old soul? The ones in the room who have awakened and recognized there's more than they've been told. That their intuition gives them some cues, perhaps, not just that the age is changing. Well, the energy is changing, but maybe they are changing. And it's happening all over the world. Who is an old soul? You could define an old soul, if you want to, as a certain number of lifetimes on the planet. And we're not going to become academic like that. We're just going to say it's the ones who have been here a long time. And so when you awaken, you've been both genders. You've gone through the things that awakened souls go through. You've come into the planet perhaps with a lack of self-worth because of it. We know who you are. And I want to tell you something about coming and going. I want to tell you that through all of this process and all of these years, and what you did with duality, all of it, we were there. And there's never been a time where God the Creator has turned its back on any human, do you hear me? Or any race, or any city, or any town, or any group, any more than you would with your children, ever. And yet, in order to manufacture certain kinds of energies, there are those who would tell you, well, God is judgmental. God has the mind of a human. God gets disappointed and angry. And that's not love. That's not unconditional love. We're with you as the creative source of the universe, not as a tiny deity that gets angry or judgmental. Or would put you into a place where you'd suffer. Do you hear that? We're with you. We're with you. And for all of those lifetimes, no matter what you did with your DNA, No matter what efficiency you decided to have it, we're with you. As I said this morning, it's almost like we were hoping that there'd come a time when you discover that spiritual point, and old souls did. You couldn't help it. After hundreds of lifetimes, you would awaken and you'd know there was more than what you'd experienced. And you started to push the envelope of consciousness. And some of you were then the gurus and the shamans, the healers of the day, and the ones that were branded unusual or even witch-like. You awakened. We were there. Now let me give you an insight of what you would call the mind of God, dear ones. Because there's a whole lot of coming and going for the old soul. And what you would call death would occur, which is simply a transition of energy. And through a process, you would end up again as part of that beautiful collective, which is the universe, where I can't explain who you are. Because there is no place, there really is no who. We are one, and yet you're individual. What a beautiful system this is. And we've told you there's a party for you, and there is. It's a God party. We can't tell you about it. And you start to hear the music again, and it fills every part of the multidimensional love that you are. And it sings to you all the time. It is the song of God. It is done in light, and you resound with it, and you carry it with you. It's difficult to explain. But in the process of your coming and going, there is dialogue. We talk about synchronicity. We talk about life lessons. Some of you call them contracts, and they're not. A contract would indicate that you sign up, never changes, you got to go through something, no matter how hard it is. It doesn't give any credibility for anything moving or changing. How human. You never realize that everything is changeable. Everything. And that's the beauty of your power. You come in with one contract, something happens, you graduate to another. You come in to write one book, you write 18. You come in to write 20, you write 2. Because things happen along the way. You meet people. And they react with you in ways you cannot predict. And it changes them and changes you. And we're there. How many of you feel us? I want to just watch them. We're part of you. We're there all the time. And you're so compartmentalized that humans did something very interesting with the energy of duality. They gave it names. They gave it energies. They assigned entities to it. They created evil. They created sin and judgment. They created a human thinking God that would then process it all the way a human would. They even have jails that God puts you in between heaven and hell. Does that sound like the love of God? Does that sound like the creative energy of the universe? Does it sound like it? Do you feel that? It's the human brain working the best they can to figure it out. And we're there. You come and you go. Now, in your logic, you might say, well, if we have all of this difficulty as an old soul and we go through all of these machinations of energy and misunderstanding and burning at the stake and being the one at the edge of the village nobody ever talks to because the medicine man is great for healing, but don't get next to him because they're weird. It's not a good life. And crying, you're saying we go through that over and over and over, and every time we come, we want to come back? That just doesn't make sense. So let me tell you yet again about our relationship with you. you have our God DNA. The piece of you that is us, you can say it's God DNA. You can't measure it. You can't see it. You're part of the whole. And when you come home and you realize you're part of the universe and this galaxy to a place where you watch the earth form, it changes your perspective. That a lifetime is a blink of an eye. And the puzzle, if you see it being solved, you can hardly wait to go back. And you start to recognize that as an old soul, you are building a lineage, a storehouse of experience that literally stays on the planet through the crystalline grid. And when you come back, it picks up where you left off and you keep going. Avatars for the planet Earth, you become. And every time you come in, that which is Gaia recognizes you, greets you in the cave of creation in a way that I cannot even explain. It's not with the mind of God. It's with love. The purest love you can imagine. It's not even an emotion. Mother, what is the feeling when you look into the eyes of your child on your chest for the first time in their life? What is the feeling? Is it emotion? Or is it a way of life? And the answer, it's a way of life. It cannot be measured. And that's just a tiny bit of who we are. We're always there. We're with you now as you sit in the chair listening to this message. And some of you are realizing this is real. It's not a man in the chair pretending. Because we want to somehow transmit to you how we feel about you. And we can only do it in your terms. And the best thing we can say is we are there all the time. We're there watching when you sleep. We're there watching when you cry and when you laugh. When you're in trouble and when you're with fear, it just doesn't change. We're just always there. The soup of God is absolute. It's there now. We know who's watching and who's in the room and the puzzles they have and the complexities they have and the worries and the fears. How long will they last? What's going on? Why are they uncomfortable? And we're here. It's so interesting for us to watch you turn around and come back into the planet. So many times we spoke about this attribute, the wind of birth. That's our expression of when you come into the planet and you take your first breath. And your soul fills up and your Akash starts to work and all the things. Your DNA takes the measurement of where it's supposed to be, depending upon where Gaia has established it through human consciousness. And you continue. And we've said it before, every woman in the room has experienced battle and every man in the room has given birth. And there's so much human experience here. And how do we feel about that? Remember your family. We're not just talking about the corporeal humanity that is here. Do you understand or not that if you're doing it this time around on this planet, you probably did it before on another? Are you aware of that? Do you know that this is what you do? And you didn't look a whole lot different then either, because DNA is DNA. It forms symmetry and does its job depending upon the gravitational aspects of the planet. Your seed spiritual DNA came from the seven sisters, and we've told you this, you don't have to believe it. It's a cluster of more than nine stars. They look like they're close together. From Earth, they're not. It's just how you perceive them. That's why they're the constellation you see in the patterning. As you get closer to them, they don't look that way. From a planet who went through what you did. And what if I told you you were there too? How does it make you feel to know that you haven't always been a human? And to some, they'll say, well, it's time to turn off the channel because now you crossed the line. Have I crossed the line, or are you not ready to hear the majesty that you contain? The magnificence of your decisions to return. And we look at you. When you have that which is the pure love of God about ready to step into this planet and separate into so many parts, keeping some of you on my side of the veil, some of you in your corporeal body, and others in your guide sets. And we've explained it. It's so complex. And you look at us and you said, this is important. And in you come. How do we feel about that? How can we love you any more than we do? We're there. Some of you willingly, for the lesson that you need to teach others, to kick them into a place where they will examine themselves, will come in and die as children. How about that? And I stand and look at you, the wind of the birth, and I say, you know, you're going to last for 3 years and it's not going to be pretty. Because you're going to catch a disease and you're going to die in their arms. And you look and you say, and that is magnificent. Because what they will get out of it is that God will be seen in their hearts. And that although it's a tragedy for humanity, for the first time they will awaken. And from then on, they will have that spiritual attribute. And it's worth it. And how do we feel about that? Because we're there. We're not just watching. We're there. We're part of you. How can I go further? I want to tell you, humanity, and anyone who's listening, we are so close to you. All the masters who ever walked the planet have told you the same thing. You don't have to die to meet us. We're there. We've always been there. And as you now move into a new energy where you're increasing the DNA efficiency and things will begin to occur and old souls will begin to awaken even more, living longer, the glass starts to clear. And how do we feel about that? And if I haven't said it before, it's about time. Because finally, the hand that's reached out to you for hundreds of thousands of years, since you ever had duality, you're going to feel it and you're going to see it and you're going to take it and you'll never be the same. And so this would be a good time for that. To awaken to the reality, perhaps, that we are there. That we've always been there. That the mind of God is not the mind of a human being. It's the consciousness of love. In an unconditional fashion that will always be awake, watching, and loving. Because we're always there. That's the message of the day. It's not filled with a lot of new attributes or lists or things to remember. I just want you to leave with one, just one attribute. We're there. And when you're within sorrow, we're there. And when you're happy, we're there. I want you to meld with that which you call your higher self to such a degree that you can't tell the difference between your meditation and your non-meditation. And I want to tell you, if you get to that state, you're going to watch corporeal changes in you. Things that you didn't expect. Including remissions of things. I know who's here. I know what some of you are facing. Family, because we're with you. We're here. Now I'm going to say in a moment that the channel is over. And the human being's tendency is to compartmentalize everything. And you're gonna look at your watches and your clocks and you're going to make your plans and you're going to walk out of the room. And there's a tendency for saying, well, there's that channel was nice. And you'll say, well, but that energy is over. No, it is not over. I don't even want to say the last words. Because I want to imbue the fact that we are with you to such a degree that when you walk out of the room, there is no difference than when you're sitting here. None. That's what we want. Because we're with you. And we want you to feel it and recognize us so we can walk hand in hand and cure this planet of a low vibration. To bring it to a place where it is ready to say, there will never be war again. That a high consciousness would never kill another human being for any reason like that. That the whole purpose of humanity would be to live together, to find ways of creating cities without wasting resource. A brand new kind of thinking that will be intuitive eventually to your children. That is what we have seen before. That is what some of you have done before. You have a memory, an imprint that is beyond your Akash where you did this other places. And now you're doing it again. And so some of you ought to be celebrating. This is happening yet again. And we're there. This is the message of the day. It's the message of the year. It's the message for the rest of your life. And the one after that. And the one after that. And so it is.